are restaurants in a little bit more of an industrial style. It just kind of goes together. You know, I've been doing this a long time, so Maidenhead Design's 22 years full time. And back 22 years ago, when somebody would say to me, well, I want to put a TV in my living room, I'd say, you're crazy. Now, probably there's not a room that I don't put a flat screen on because we live less formally. And I think one of the reasons we have more electronics, we have more phones, we have more things set up, is just times have changed. Technology has predicated that we live differently.
Casual chic, yes.
Right, and that embraces some technology. So we're at 2:52. It goes very fast here. We have about 6 minutes left. I'm going to go for the rest here. But before we went to break, you were talking something about drum fixtures. I wanted you to just read what you were saying about drum fixtures or a style that you liked.
Yeah, you were saying that you use a lot of drum fixtures in your decorating.
Right.
And I just pointed out that a lot of the drum fixtures can be different metals, different woods,
right,
natural looks. So you could have the look you want and still maintain a classic, nice, contemporary look.
So I'm going to put this one up. Now, this is not a drum fixture per se. This happens to be a flush mount fixture. Many of you, when I go into your homes, you have the builder's grade brass, you know, pack that they buy to get a certificate of occupancy. And so, you know, we never address this, but we want to upgrade our home and our flush mount and semi-flush mount fixtures. There are gorgeous fixtures out there. Now, this happens to be an example of a semi-flush mount fixture. Maybe you have a newer construction house and you want to upgrade it. I don't remember this. See if you know what company this one happens to be.
It looks like Quoizel.
Quoizel. And this is a piece with a lot of style. If you have a nice house and you have lots of whites and grays and you have that builder's grade brass one in there, take it out and you have 10-foot ceilings, you can do that. How about something like this in a transitional hallway? Really beautiful, right?
Yes.
Moderately priced, but it gives you a lot of style. But the reason I bring this up when we're talking about drum shades, drum is just in the fact that there's a shade, right? There's a big, wide shade, so that's the drum. So you could kind of consider this, I would say, this semi-flush fixture kind of drum. Right? It has a drum shade around it. And in true of what you were saying, this is sort of, because there's a lot of different looks with drum fixtures. This is sort of translucent. You can see through it. And it looks like a banded and a little bit of metal.
It has metal and it has an offsetting oil rub bronze to it.
Right.
Which offsets the brass.
Which is exactly the point which you said. I want to talk a little bit about lighting fixtures and bath fixtures. It's very important that there, if you have a powder room, that there is a light where the mirror is. Not necessarily it's good to have a backup can in the ceiling or even some sort of a fixture in the powder room, but very important to have direct lighting in there. And here's an example. This is also Quoizel, as I believe, of a fixture that I love. It has the white glass and very simple. It's chrome. I love chrome. How do you feel about mixing in a house, mixing both chrome and brushed nickel?
Very appropriate.
I actually think if you had all chrome, it would be too much. And if you had all brushed nickel, it would be boring. I think they pair well together.
They offset each other, and it's almost a highlight, Richard.
Let's say you have an older home and you only have 8-foot ceilings. Here's instead of a semi-flush mount, here is a flush mount fixture. So if your home has sort of the builder's grade or dated-looking flush mount fixture, if you take a look at this one here, flush mount fixture, look at this. Here's something that doesn't have a lot of depth. What does it have? It has a lot of style. So if you were just to change out your existing flush mount fixtures with these, you'd really set a pace for having a more up-to-date, more transitional-style home.
Very much so.
And available, as I believe, in a number of finishes. Here's a fixture we did at a beautiful house in Farmington, which I just delivered a beautiful window treatment before I came to studio today. And we did this in their kitchen. They opted not, when they did the renovation, to get rid of the dining room and open it up to a big kitchen with an eating area. And I want to show Bruce this fiction who we're talking about here. Here is a trend that I'm seeing a lot, and it's the linear trend. Instead of having a round fixture or a square fixture, it's a rectangular fixture. This happens to be an open cage. It is sort of, I would say, it's kind of, in a way, it's modern farmhouse. It's kind of transitional. Let me talk about this fixture a little bit.
Okay.
I see people requesting it, looking for it a lot. People seem to be doing the dining tables that are longer. Maybe they're doing a natural wood table. Maybe they're doing a live edge table, right? That looks like a tray, a narrow table with chairs, or maybe they have a banquette on one side. a fixture like that, a linear fixture works well with the dining table.
Right, very well with a rectangular table.
Let's talk to somebody's furniture or the proportions with the room and the furniture, which you talk all the time. So when someone says to you, Bruce, I want a new dining room chandelier, often I hear you say to them, well, how big is your table, right?
We talk about table, we talk about scope of the room, the furniture sizes, all the height of the ceiling. All very important aspects of purchasing a lighted fixture.
Exactly. Bruce, we only have about a minute left. I can't even show all my images. For those of you who follow me on social media, as I say, it starts with the Color Guru that you can all subscribe to, thecolorguru.com. I have some images there from some of Bruce's new pieces, which I put up on the site that you can look at. You can watch our podcast at Developer 24/7 at this site. And then next Tuesday, I believe at 4 o'clock, we'll be shooting the television version of this, and we'll actually have the live fixtures. You can always watch my television program designed for the Times. We're in the Comcast channel in New Jersey. But you can always watch our programs after they air on Comcast on YouTube. If you go to Richard Christopher Scuderi on YouTube, the episode will be up. And if you go on there after our broadcast, then you'll see that Bruce has done two shows, but one of them he decided to wear shorts. Which is a story for another day. So, Bruce, we're at the end of the show. Can you give us your information again? It's called Flemington Fan Lighting. Where are you located?
It's called FlemingtonLighting.com is the website. Flemington Lighting is located on Route 20231 next to Fred Bean's Toyota, diagonally across from the inspection station on 202.
Phone number and email.
Phone number is 908-782-8288.
Or website, you can email.
And the website is FlemingtonLighting.com. You could do info@FlemingtonLighting.com.
Well, I thank you for listening to another episode of our program. We're 6 years strong, a lot of wonderful things up in store. Also, don't forget to watch our television program on the Comcast channel, Design for the Times. Thank you. I'll see you all next week with a wonderful show. Next week, we're going to talk about your gardens and things to do for spring in your garden. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Get out before the rain starts. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is now threatening to limit compliance with the 2015 agreement that curtailed the country's nuclear program. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas is a ranking member on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He appeared on Fox News and says it's time for Iran to start feeling the pressure of some U.S. sanctions.
Again, it demonstrates why the sanctions are working now, and Europe is now starting to side with the United States in our pull out of this flawed agreement.
Top Republicans are blasting the Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee over a vote to find Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for refusing to subpoena the release of the full, unredacted Mueller report and underlying evidence connected to it.
Chairman Nadler is carrying out his personal beliefs.
California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy speaking, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Investigators are still trying to figure out how and why a pair of high school students executed a mass shooting at a charter school in Colorado. It happened at the STEM school Highland Ranch Tuesday afternoon. Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis says these kinds of tragedies are way too common.
A student's life was taken too soon by this vicious act of violence.
The latest addition to the royal family makes his first public appearance. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The royal baby making his public debut on Wednesday morning outside Windsor Castle as his parents, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, were showing him off and talking about the joys of parenthood.
I mean, parenting is amazing. It's only been, what, 2.5 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
But we're just so thrilled to have our own little bundle of joy.
And a short time later, it came news that the couple has named the boy who was born on Monday Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In his first TV interview since the release of